You're listening to WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I'm Jonathan H. with the School of Jazz. And we are playing jazz tonight, and let's get to it. Let's hear from one of my favorite singers, modern singers, Patricia Barber from Chicago. And my favorite performance by her is called Verse. It's just gorgeous. And we're going to hear two pieces from that performance. First, we're going to hear I Could Eat Your Words, and then we're going to hear Pieces. And listen to the backup work by the trumpet player. It's just beautiful, beautiful work. These are just fine Chicago musicians.
Philosophy engenders a rational man. Descartes would be the first to agree. Syllogistically speaking, if A is you and B is me, logical proposition will lead us to see. Aristotle conditioned the Greeks to indulge. The brain and the body agree. Psychologically speaking, if the student can teach, the teacher can learn. Let's leave the thinking to me. Simplicity can charm the intellectual beast. A three-word phrase will suffice. Hedonistically speaking, if food is for thought, then thought is for food. And teacher, I want you. I could eat your words, suck the salt from your erudition, light a fire under inhibition, season reason with a transitive verb. I could eat your mind, sweet no with equivocation, blend your phrases with provocation, sip the spit from your bittersweet rhyme. Poets need a holiday, professors need adulation. You can talk and talk the night away and make no case for moderation. I'll drink remorse like a Cabernet, champagne with indecision. Guilt like garlic needs to saute with cream, butter and wine. I could eat your words, melt objection with stimulation, simmer truth with prevarication, taste your virtue and honor and time. athletes need a holiday. Professors need adulation. You can talk and talk the night away and make no case for moderation. I'll drink remorse like a Cabernet. Champagne with indecision. Guilt like garlic needs to saute with cream, butter and wine. I could eat your words. Melt objection with stimulation. Simmer truth with prevarication. Taste your virtue and honor and time. Baby, teach me tonight. Of me stuck to the wall, divide and conquer. The jigsaw in you has left me asunder all over the room. There's a piece by the clock clinging awkwardly to time. There's a piece at the piano clinging stubbornly to rhyme. There's a fun piece of me in a crack in the floor, an innocent piece who walked out the door. Call me a doctor or a structural engineer. Draft me a past and a future that consent to it here. Give me a pill that makes cohesion pharmacological thing. Bring me the tape and the twine, the blueprint designed to fit the scraps and the threads to the feet and the legs. Of a hero behind the TV. The piece with the glue is looking for pieces of me. there's a peace in Detroit, a peace in LA. New York is a critic, she's funny that way. There's a peace prone to panic, a big piece is blue. All the pieces agree, the best piece went with you. In fragments and tatters scatter all over the road. Each piece has the other, but no piece is a whole. Little maps in their pockets, reflections of possibility. The pieces pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and start all over again.
Patricia Barber, beautifully done. All right, let's move on. I'm going to play you two performances which I find are sort of in the same feeling or mode from the 60s, both of which I very much like. The first one is from the drummer Pete LaRocca, and this is from a performance by him called Basra, and we're going to hear the tune Lazy Afternoon featuring great tenor work of Joe Henderson. And then we're going to hear from McCoy Tyner from his performance, The Real McCoy, and we're going to hear the tune Contemplation. Both of these have a very similar feel, and they're beautifully done. Thank you. You're listening to WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and I'm Jonathan H. with the School of Jazz. Okay, moving on, let's move on to a very early great performance by Paul Bley. This was in the early 60s, and Paul was an incredible player who really kind of predicted and showed what was to come in the future in modern piano playing. For instance, Keith Jarrett plays many similar phrases, harmonics, and feelings, almost like a bluesy, down-home feeling that Paul Bley gets here, and you're going to hear it. And this is for the time, and no one else was doing this. That's why it's so original. So we're going to hear Paul Bley playing two tunes here from the performance Footloose. First, we're going to hear Floater, and then When Will the Blues Leave? And listen carefully to this, and you're going to hear, remember, this is the early 60s. Thank you. All right, I'm going to play you two classics now to end off. First is the, in my opinion, the greatest straight-ahead flute playing ever done, which is Jeremy Steig, Flute Fever. We're going to hear the masterpiece, Lover Man. And you'll hear at the end that the producer says, this is a masterpiece. It doesn't get any better than that in flute, I'm telling you. And this is with Danny Zeitlin on piano, and it's his first performance. Just an amazing performance by him and the flute player Jeremy Steig. Follow that with the classic Jimmy Smith, the Sermon performance, and we're going to hear Flamingo, just beautifully done.
Thank you. Sorry, gentlemen, but that's a masterpiece.
Thank you. Thank you.